And since I'm in Los Angeles this week, writer and Morning Edition commentator John Ridley has graciously agreed to take us on a tour each day of his L.A. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Renee. Look, I'd love to chat, but we're on such a tight schedule today. You know, recently I got together with a bunch of my friends, Rob Atitui, Johnny Cho, Julie Abair, Andrew Reich. I took them to a coffee house, and we talked a little bit about what's it like to be a writer in Los Angeles. In fact, I asked Andrew what it was like for him when he first came out here.
I came out to direct or write, and I got instantly really scared of not having income. So I just wanted to take a job to pay the rent. I ended up having an interview with this literary agent whose job was selling the film rights to books, so books to be made into movies. And I started as his assistant and ended up staying on and becoming an agent myself. And he was actually great and started letting me for a while work 3 or 4 days a week and write one of those days, but I really wasn't getting any writing done while I was doing that job. And ultimately, since I wasn't bringing any money into the agency, I was sort of fired and then started writing. And
it is kind of frightening. You come out here and it's a long way. I was from New Jersey. It's all the way across the country. You don't have any money, and it's a little bit difficult working in the business, breaking into the business. Rob, you came from Canada, but you'd already been working in entertainment.
Right.
But still, it's a big change.
It was a big change in a sense, but I was naive, and I'm thankful I was, because I had no idea what the competition was like. Mm. So when I got here and I started taking meetings, and I'd see these rows and rows of screenplays and offices, and I would think, what are all these scripts doing in here? And people think, oh, these are all things that are either in development or the products that we're passing on, and you were delirious. And I thought, wow. So, yeah, I came already with a career that was happening in Canada, but, you know, L.A. was such a huge ocean compared to the pond, you know, up north. So.
For you, Julie, you are very much an established writer, but in a very different field, which was playwriting. Most people, they may not understand sort of the hierarchy of writers, but playwrights enjoy a lot of freedom and a lot of control.
And no money.
And no money, but, you know, we all know that here in America, money is not the most important thing.
Yes, especially in America.
Yeah, it's happiness and doing a good job. So you gave up the freedom of no money, and you came out here to Los Angeles. Why would you, you know, aside from the money, or even, was it because of the money? Did you say, look, I'd rather be making money for a while. I've done the writing. Let me go cash in a little bit.
No, it actually wasn't that. I wanted to write film. And I have in no way given up writing plays. You know, so it doesn't feel to me like giving up plays in order to come out here and cash in. I made no money. I didn't. I don't write in cafes. I stayed home, and I didn't really know anybody. And it was, you know, really kind of like a hermetic environment for me there for a little while.
Now, Julie, you know, you talked about when you write, you wanted to stay at home. You sort of wanted to be in a sealed environment. We're in a coffee shop on Beverly Boulevard. If I look around, there's nothing but people with laptops, people who want to write, people who want to be writers. So why did you choose to not go out and be in this community? Or conversely, why do you think there's so many people who want to be out?
You know, this is the real education of me being in here, because I had no idea that people came to cafes like this and did this. I have a prejudice, which I'm in the process of giving up in this very moment, that I thought the people that wrote in cafes were posers. I really didn't get it. You know, I mean, I thought that you can't possibly be serious if you're sitting in such an overstimulating environment about the work, you know? So that's just me, because I really do my best writing if I'm in the same environment, and the only change is in my head.
Johnny, you, I think you disagree with Julie a little bit. You wrote in cafes a lot.
Yes.
I don't know. To me, the idea of somebody coming to a coffee house to pose as a writer is kind of like that joke about the blonde who wants to get ahead in the industry by sleeping with the writer. You know, I think if you want to pose as something, you know, you pose as an actor, a movie star, the glamorous stuff. There's really, I think, very little that's glamorous about being a writer. And
part of being a writer is challenging yourself. It's not doing the same thing every time. Have you thought about doing other kinds of writing, playwriting or writing as a novelist? And because of what you do and because of where you are, do you think that this city is going to be beneficial for being a playwright or novelist? Would you think about doing that somewhere else? Or is this a good town for doing other things besides just television and film writing?
Well, let me jump in and say that I look at LA as a gold rush. And the gold is either TV or feature films. And if you do strike, you strike really well. And now I don't know anymore. You know, 7 years later, it's like I feel like I'm stuck in this treadmill of it's just when I don't know when it's going to be enough. You know, because I do eventually want to write a novel, but that means taking time away from working on my features. And you know, I'm not ready to do that yet.
You know, you talked about the gold rush, and Rob mentioned it too. I want to read a, this is the quote that we were, this is Herman Mankiewicz, and he was writing a, Herman Mankiewicz was one of the early writer in Hollywood, a theater critic, was a member of the Algonquin Round Table. He was writing to Ben Hecht, also a famous writer, saying, millions are to be grabbed out here, talking about Hollywood, and your only competition is idiots. Are there a lot of, and be honest, are there a lot of idiots out here?
I don't think they're idiots. I'm constantly impressed with how smart people are out here, and then confused by the decisions they make. That's, you know, I think when it comes to money, people are extremely conservative.
It's a culture based on, the executive culture is based on people afraid of losing their jobs.
Right.
So if that's the case, you have to make safe decisions.
I don't know. I think that there's a lot of idiots here.
I agree with Rob.
I'm going to go with the idiots. But I don't mean that in a bad sense, because...
It's in the good sense, of course, Rob.
No, because I think a lot of people are out of their depth. A lot of people don't belong in this business. You've got people who didn't have an inkling to be creative, coming out of Harvard Law, and they suddenly are running the creative department of a studio. And, you know, and these people are the ones making the decisions about what movies get made, and worse, is how to make them.
You know, it seems like every couple of years, usually during the midterm elections in Washington, you get a lot of politicos who come out and say, oh, Hollywood is just, it's this giant castle, it's this forbidden land, and everybody there is, they're all liberals, and they have this particular point of view, and they're spewing this poison across America. Is that part of the problem of L.A. as a writer's town, is that you start to get writers who are, in a way, very insular. They're hanging out with a lot of other writers. They're hanging out with a lot of other people who are in the entertainment industry. And because of that, we start seeing a very myopic view of the world. Do you feel like now, in some ways, you've become homogenized as writers because Hollywood and L.A. is so much about the industry? Rob, coming from Canada.
Well, that's a good question in the sense that we have come from somewhere else, and therefore we are bringing stories from somewhere else. And I think our best writing is when we dig back to that place we came from. You know, though we may set it in a coffee house or set it in Los Angeles or in New York, but the real experience is coming from wherever we came from. And that's what you have to keep reminding yourself. Where did you come from? Then you find the genesis of a good story, and you know, apply it to the model here in Hollywood.
The other thing is, you know, people have, I think, a very narrow idea about what Los Angeles is. And Los Angeles is just an amazing, incredible place that is, it's not an ivory tower of a bunch of rich white people. It's a really, really fascinating place, and it competes with New York for diversity and for stimulation, and I hesitate to say culture, but I'm going to say culture.
So one last question for all of you. Books, movies, television shows, radio. What's my best work to you?
That's easy.
I mean, any of it all. Rob, Andrew, Julie, Johnny, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was
fun.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was film writer Rob Attitui, television writer and producer Andrew Reich, playwright Julie Hebert, and Tyro writer Johnny Cho.
And writer John Ridley, where to tomorrow?
We're going to go to Wilshire Boulevard, which is where all the major talent agencies are. We're actually going to go to my talent agency and see if anybody works there.